Now, dictation for Betty. Love, Joy, L-O-V as in Victor, E-J-O-Y, May 2nd, 39, address as a letter, Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1645. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow up Mrs. Love, Joy, chronic kidney disease, hypertension. Last visit, August, comes accompanied with her daughter. She has severe Parkinson with dementia. She lives in an assisted living. Concerned about multiple urinary tract infection, according to daughter, at least 5 over the last 1 year, with the last episode 3 months ago. At the assisted living, they are doing some physical therapy, but she is full care. And she's able to eat by mouth, no reported vomiting dysphagia. Constipation on treatment, no bleeding, chronic incontinence. Nothing to suggest localized pain, no respiratory distress. As far as Dr. King says, everything else appears stable. Medication list review. I want to highlight Norvasc, Lisinopril, Metoprolol, Lasix. Blood pressure close to 150 over 80. She is in a neurological chair, no respiratory distress. She's able to look at me, follow simple commands, not verbal. Some rigidity, minor tremor at rest, no localized valves, consolidation, pleural effusion, no pericardial rap arrhythmia, no abdominal distension, tenderness, ascites. I don't see gross edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries in January, creatinine 1, before 1.1. Most recent urine sample, February, no blood protein cells or bacteria. Anemia 11.8 with a normal white blood cell platelet, a normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, minor increase of PTH 71, normal sodium potassium, mild elevated bicarbonate, present GFR 56. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, Parkinson related dementia, full care assisted living. Next number, recurring urinary tract infection. Facility does not have the ability to do post void bladder. She also is incontinent of urine. Requested facility to help her use the bathroom around the clock, not just when she has a feeling, as a way to empty bladder. Next number, mild chronic kidney disease, stable over time. Next number, history of seizures, no evidence of recurrence. Next number, malanemia, no external bleeding, does not require treatment. Next number, mild secondary hyperparathyroidism, does not require treatment. Everything discussed with the patient's doctor. Come back in 6 months.